Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today as live as we can get. I've been gone for a while, and I've been out to Israel. I've been out several places. I've been doing my ministry. I've shared with you before that the reason we call this broadcast the Voice of One Witness is that when I was seeking the Lord one time, asking Him about what is my ministry, He spoke to me about which office I stood in later. But on the first day, He said this to me, your ministry is like what I told the Apostle Paul in Acts 26:16. I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which you have seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto you. So I've been to Israel for 3 weeks. I've watched Joe Biden come over there and say some things that were really kind of scary. And we'll be talking about that later on this week. I will be giving you a witness of Israel, giving you a witness of the things that are happening right now. And really an up-to-date thing that has happened is this volcanic ash from the volcano in Iceland. And we watch signs of the end times. I got an email from Maria Lane, who is a pastor and heads up several churches in France. She's a Rhema Bible Training Center graduate from Tulsa, but she's French. And she asked me, did I have any thoughts about that volcanic ash that has come up from Iceland and has literally almost stopped. Well, it did stop air traffic from Europe. And so this is my answer to her. Dear Marie, you emailed asking what I think about the volcanic ash from Iceland, which has caused the worst interruption of air travel in the history of Europe. There was an earlier eruption in Iceland from which the ash killed thousands in Europe. I read about recently. I've forgotten what year, but now I do know that it was in the 1700s. Regarding lots of things that are happening now in the realm of weather, I wrote to Marie, earthquakes, etc., I believe they are related to what the Bible calls the end of days. In July 2007, the Lord sent me to Oral Roberts' home in California. On the way to his home in the plane, the Lord said to me, and I want to preface this by saying I'd known that for around 3 years Oral Roberts had been trying to leave earth for heaven. So in the plane on the way out there, when my son Chip and I were going to visit him in California, the Lord said this to me, tell Oral Roberts that some men may choose the dates of their departures as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Some cannot. Two who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. For the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, and at their departures there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. Oral Roberts wrote me a 7-page handwritten letter about our visit in his home, and he closed it with this. Finally, please know that I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. And of course, when I heard when Brother Roberts went home, I prayed about what is this shift, and after lots of prayerful consideration and meditating on this for weeks, I believe that what has been revealed to me is this. I believe that the shift has to do with a shift in the double kingdom realm where Satan's seat and the seats of his evil ruling angelic princes are located. This is the realm never intended for Satan, but it was relegated to him by Adam. This is the place from which the prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia are located, as is written in Daniel. Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, teaches about this realm. John Macmillan's The Authority of the Believer is especially enlightening in pages 8 through 15. Now, I'm going to read you from John Macmillan's book. And I want you to know that this is all tied into what I believe has happened with this Icelandic eruption and other things that are happening. Actually, this is starting on page 10. In that book, The Authority of the Believer, and if you don't have that book, we want you to have it. We'll be offering it for $10, The Authority of the Believer. You need this right now. So he writes on page 10, you know, when Adam sold this over to the devil, then there is a double kingdom system all around the earth. And that's where Satan's seat is. That's where his throne is that he told Jesus said his seat is now in Pergamon. He has moved it. And I believe that he's operated and had his seat in the heavenlies over Berlin during World War II. And I believe he's had it over Moscow in the past. And I personally believe that he's going to move it to the to be over the European Union. Now, listen to this from his book. Rebel holders of authority. It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. The Bible calls him the prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world. Jesus himself called him the prince of this world. His asserted claim to the suzerainty of the world kingdoms made in the presence of the Lord Jesus in Luke 4:6, was not denied by Jesus. Although a rebel against the Most High and now under judgment of dispossession, John 12:31, he is still at large, and as the masses of mankind are also rebels, he maintains over them an unquestioned, because unsuspected, rule, their eyes being blinded to his dominance. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says the eyes of this world are blinded by him, by the god of this world. The whole rebellious system is divided into heavenly and earthly sections. Isaiah 24:21. These, here it is spoken of the host of the high ones that are on high, the unseen powers of the air, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, the rulers of mankind and their subjects that these evil spirits in the heavenlies work down through. Both parts of this evil kingdom, the prophet tells us, Isaiah tells us, will be judged in that day when, quote, Jehovah comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Isaiah 26:21. And with his hard and great strong sword, he will punish Leviathan, the swift serpent. That's the Antichrist. Leviathan, the crooked serpent. That's the false prophet. And he will slay the monster that is in the sea, the dragon, Satan. That's Isaiah 27:1. Before these acts of judgment occur, the Lord's people will be caught up in the rapture. As Isaiah's eyes were holden to the mystery of the church, he does not mention it, but he does speak of the hiding of the Jewish remnant from the wrath of the dragon. Quote, Isaiah 26:20, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. The host of the high ones on high is carefully divided in the epistles. Ephesians 6:12 give us a list of demonic orders, and there in it are mentioned the hosts of wicked spirits in the heavenlies. This is an innumerable body of demons whose close connection with mankind is due to the grosser sins, and they do have a close association with men upon the earth and kings upon the earth. The kings upon the earth comprise human world leaders and their subjects, all unregenerate men. The seats of authority of these rebellious spiritual rulers are also in the heavenlies, and from there they have dominated the human race since its fall. But the God of the whole earth does not purpose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. He says in Isaiah 45:23, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. And the New Testament says, confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so these powers of the air are going to be displaced. And actually, I agree with John McMillan that the church will take over their seats of authority in the heavenlies in the millennial age. And he says this, John McMillan, Israel, that's those Jews who were alive as when their Messiah puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives, Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but overall will rule the exalted church as the executive of God. You can get all that I just read to you in the marvelous book, John A. McMillan's The Authority of the Believer. Now back to my letter that I wrote in answer to Maria Lane's question, what about this volcanic explosion? And so I read you from that book. And I believe this has to do, this kingdom is coming down, and I believe that that kingdom of darkness is undergoing a shaking even now. It says in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29, it says, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Well, that is authorities, the word power there. So those authorities who are in those heavenly places right now are going to come down. They are being shaken, the Bible says. I believe the shaking has already started. It's not completed, but it will be complete. And I believe that when Oral Roberts left this earth, this is what I think God has revealed to me, when Oral Roberts left this earth, it made a major impact on that kingdom of darkness. It made I see it like a shaft or an opening or a portal because of the overcoming life that Oral Roberts lived. And so Bullinger in the Companion Bible says that concerning that verse 29, the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He says that this refers to the evil principalities and powers talked about in the book of Ephesians. Kenneth Hagin, I wrote to Maria Lane, taught us that the weather systems now known came into effect after the fall. Everything was perfect in creation. I believe that much of what we see now is the result of the shaking of the evil double kingdom system, which has begun and will end in its complete downfall. Much of what Earth is experiencing, I, Billy Brim, believe, is a result of this shaking that has already started. And Maria Lane wrote me back a very interesting email. She said she read an article from a volcano specialist. To his opinion, the eruption of a volcano in Iceland in 1783 named Laki and the eruption of another volcano in Japan, Asama, the same year, changed the climate in the northern hemisphere. At that time, France was already coming against royalty. The taxes were heavier and heavier. The economy was not good. And the change of climate made it worse with a bad harvest and hunger. Benjamin Franklin was the first to make the connection between the eruption and the change of climate. This eruption was an element that birthed the French Revolution of 1789. Actually, we are now in the same context. This is a French lady writing. No doubt we will see more consequences of this eruption than the EU dares to speak about now. And she said one thing she noticed, that it has virtually stopped most of the flights into and out of Europe. It's never happened before in such a large way. So that's what I think about the volcanic ash, and also I think about many things that are happening. We'll talk a lot this week. Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.